spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy, it's crazy, it's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good, really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World, broadcasting under the KXOY building. It is a Monday. It's August the 26th, 2024. Last Monday of August, guys. Last week of August. How we feeling?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
That is excellent.
How we feeling, Kevin?
Sure. It's okay. I mean, it's a Monday. I don't have any feelings about the end of
okay.
August.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Don't feel like, oh, man, it's almost over, bro.
No.
None of that.
I don't have feelings towards it.
You don't have feelings toward August in general?
No, just towards the end of it. I'm not.
Okay. You don't feel sad? Don't feel melancholy?
Yeah, no, I'm not feeling it, really.
Okay. Well, that's actually good.
Or I'm not feeling like, oh, my God, August went so fast. I don't have that either.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing.
You probably do because you were gone for 2 weeks.
Yeah, August was very blurry. Yeah. Yeah, the whole, you know, not only gone for 2 weeks on vacation, but have a wedding in there. And then, you know, that just makes stuff blurry. It's weird because when you just barely get going and then the next day you come back to work, it's like the 15th or something. You go, oh, that seems weird.
Yeah, that part seems real weird.
I was also at a wedding over the weekend and it made me wonder to this question. It was in a church, so there was some standing and sitting and standing and sitting, et cetera, et cetera. And so I was like, I started looking around and I realized like 25-year-old men in this particular case, when they stand up, like when they're like, oh, please rise, and you stand up, they don't use their arms in any way, shape, or form to stand up.
Show-offs.
Right. And I was just like, at what age do you stop standing up without using your arms?
Do you mean to grab onto something?
Yes.
Or even just the extra
even
little pump?
Yeah,
Here we go.
Yeah, and we're up. You know, either pushing off of the seat or grabbing, like, you know, the pew or, you know, even like in a like in an airplane, for crying out loud, you know, they'll grab the back of your seat or whatever it is. Like, when does that stop?
Olympic age.
So he stops, I mean, like, your age, Steve? Well, although some Olympians are older than Steve. Steve, if you stand up.
I'm trying to think.
Like, I don't know. See, but his chair doesn't count because his chair doesn't have arms, right? Your chair doesn't have arms, right?
Oh, no, it doesn't.
Yeah, so it's not like you can push off the arms. You know, even like an office chair. I think a lot of people just push off the arms, do they not?
Well, Jay, I will tell you, it's funny you bring this up today because I do. I mean, I know I use my hands, my arms, whatever, to push myself up all the time. But I currently have...
Even off your knees?
A right wrist.
Oh, so you can't push?
That is 100% gout flare-up again.
Oh, man.
And it... I can't bend it. I can't touch it. And it's,
oh, so you can't use it to stand up.
So, like, when I try to stand up with it...
Right.
Oh, man, it's like, oh, okay... I'm going to lean to this
side. Lean to this
side. I just kind of...
That's what you makes it worse, because I have more pressure on the other wrist.
It started getting out of bed, and I was like, oh, boy, okay, how are we going to get up? That's the arm I used to push off. But I just kind of rolled out of it.
It's weird that a wrist injury would, you know, impede your ability to stand, but I can see how it works.
Yeah. And I realized, oh, I think I use that one a lot.
If you pay attention to it, I think you'd be surprised how much you use your arms to stand up.
For sure.
Yeah.
And I think it's like an injury where you would realize how much it was unless you just stop today because of the words of Jay Daniels and really pay attention to how many times you use it. Yeah.
Do it today where you just, when you stand up without your arms. I think you'd be surprised.
So are you saying that you can't do it or that you just prefer not to?
I just think at some age, you don't even think about it anymore. You just automatically use your arms.
Huh.
Yeah. And these guys, I was
do
watching.
Do you not, Steve?
I guess I never really paid attention to
it. Yeah, I don't think most people do. Well, you know, I mean, honestly, I mean, I wasn't really listening to this particular situation that I was in. My bad, but I was like, oh, yeah, you know, and then I looked, I was like, whoa, that young man just stood up. He was holding a baby, too, so I was like, whoa, he just went, wow. Just popped right up.
Super strong.
Yeah, and then I thought, and I looked, and I was like, wait, is everybody doing that, or am I the only one who's grabbing a hold? Or so then for the rest of the time I was there, I refused to use my arms. Legs are exhausted.
I bet. Yeah, you're probably sore.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
People came around and brought like cookies and stuff.
Okay.
To all the patients.
Well, that's thoughtful.
And they were just volunteers who would come and do that sort of thing for people on Christmas Day. And I remember thinking, that was really, really nice. I should do that sometime.
And
Kevin James.
I've never done it.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hello, Kevin. What happened?
I realized my wrist and the headphones. I might just leave these on all day.
I think maybe that's a good idea based on the fact I thought you just said a bad word.
I almost did because as I tried to put them on, they smacked me. The headphones, you know, imagine, folks, having a head that is the size of a beach ball and then trying to put headphones around a beach ball. You have to really stretch them out.
It doesn't work great.
And then if you let go of it, it then just snaps you right in the face. Yeah. And that's what happened.
Yeah.
Snapped me, right? And I was like, oh, just...
Kathy off the text line said she has a broken thumb and a torn rotator cuff on the same side.
No.
So standing up a little difficult. Oh, I would imagine putting headphones on a beach ball also difficult with
that. She couldn't do it.
No.
That's no fun, man.
It's bad luck.
I feel bad when people... Mine hopefully will be gone in a day or two.
Fingers crossed, yeah.
Yeah. That one's going to be a minute. She's going to have to wear that.
Torn rotator cuff and a broken thumb?
Yeah, it's going to be a minute. Doggone it.
That's one of those, Kevin, where you think, man, this situation's terrible, and then someone goes, tells you theirs, and then you go, okay, never mind. Yeah, you know what? You're fine.
Jay, when was the last time you double booked yourself for something?
Double booked?
Yeah.
I mean, I've had multiple events on the same day, but I don't know if it's
like an accidental where you're just like, oh, crud.
Didn't know that was two things. Yeah, I feel like relatively recent where we've had multiple things in the same day.
And I guess it works if you can make both of them work, right?
Yeah.
But I had a situation over the weekend where they asked me to do something today. On Monday, and I was like, yeah, that's great, because I had just complained to them because they wanted it to be on Friday.
Uh-huh.
And it was doctor-related. And
right.
I said, well...
Well, that's where it usually
Friday,
happens.
I may not even have the problem. So,
well, with you, I don't know.
That's fair, Steve.
Why can't I see you on before that? It seems kind of silly. And... then I got a call back from them saying, hey, you know what we can do? We can squeeze you in Monday. It's going to be with a different person, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
I'm like, I don't care who it's with. It can be with
Santa Claus.
Yeah, I honestly could go in there. And
what if Santa Claus was a doctor the other
364? He'd be so good at it.
Wouldn't
he'd
he be great? So compassionate.
Of course he would.
He'd probably, obviously, magic.
Here's a sack of medicine.
Here's a sack.
Ho, ho, ho. We feel better. Mrs. Claus is the... medical assistant.
Yeah. She's super sweet. You know, while you're in the waiting room, you get hot cocoa.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Mm.
What did the reindeer do in this situation?
I think they're the pharmacists.
Makes sense.
Jay, I thought nothing of it.
I think Rudolph's nose is red.
They were great. Okay, they got me scheduled for today. Then I was sitting here looking at Steve Heskey into his eyes.
Producer Steve?
Little round glasses. Yeah. And I said, Producer Steve, is that thing that we have to do today? And he goes, it is. And I went, crud.
What
did I say, Steve? Can you repeat all of it?
No.
I didn't think so.
I don't think you can probably repeat any of it.
Yeah. Well, maybe 5% of it.
Oh, wow.
We're going to do our best. We're going to make them both work, I think.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve. Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer. Mm-hmm.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only
Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, hey.
Body.
Hey.
Body.
Good morning. Boy, I don't know if I have really good timing or really bad timing.
All right.
So, on Saturday, I was at a remote, as you know.
Yes.
And great time.
We might hear more about it later in the best part of your weekend.
Perhaps.
Okay, Kevin.
Perhaps. But I had found out like 2 days before that they were doing some power washing at my apartment.
Oh, wow.
Or the complex.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, okay, we're doing it on Saturday between the hours of 8 and 5.
They're washing the buildings. They're doing the power washing of the parking lot. What are they power washing?
The buildings.
Okay.
Yeah, and outside, you know, the whole thing.
Sidewalks, et cetera.
So I was like, okay, I'm going to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'll leave a little bit early so I can avoid just in case they come at 8.
Okay.
But I doubt that they will. And
8 a.m. on a Saturday power washing, so fun.
Yeah. I was like, I don't think that's happening, but I want to be able to like get out and not be, you know, drenched.
Well, they don't power wash the people, but anyway, move forward.
Well, if I open the door and they happen to be, because you know the timing of things.
Uh-huh.
Well, based on this. So I'm like, well, what are the odds when I come back that they'll be power washing?
Okay.
Or at least like my area.
Mm-hmm. I'd say 100%.
Well, apparently, I get back and I see the, you know, all the equipment like outside of everything. And I'm like, okay, well, they're in the area. So, okay, this is fine. But maybe they're not directly in front of my door. Of course,
they are.
Yeah, the guy is right in front of my door. So I walk up. I'm like, of course, there's loud noises. So he can't, you know.
He doesn't even know you're there. Doesn't care. He's got a job to do.
Yeah. So then I do a little bit of motioning. And then I'm like, hey, you mind if I, you know.
Sneak by you there?
Yeah. And he already stopped his equipment by that point.
Yeah.
So, of course, he's like, yeah, because I'm, you know, you interrupted me.
Right. Yeah.
So now I feel bad.
Break him a sandwich?
And then I felt weird because I didn't really even think about it until after the fact. But I was like, should I have offered him something? I don't know. Like, what's the protocol here?
To a man power washing the apartment? I don't know.
I don't think you have.
Like a water or a lemonade with ice cubes or something? I don't know.
Yes. Give him an open containered glass with lemonade in it so the man power washing can quench his thirst.
He would have loved that.
Would have been very... You know what?
I mean,
that you didn't makes you a jerk, Steve.
He was super friendly, but I think that would have improved my...
I mean, what do you think you do? You go into the apartment, you come back out while he's power washing. He's got to stop again.
Oh, yeah. That interrupt him.
I just wanted to offer you a glass of lemonade.
Well, I don't have lemons. I don't have...
Oh, you would do fresh squeezed lemonade.
Well, yeah.
What year is it?
I mean, that's what you got to do, right?
What is this, the Andy Griffith Show?
Yeah, I don't...
I mean...
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Is it Jennifer Aniston?
That's right.
Wow. Okay. Look at him go.
You did it. Who were her husbands?
You did it.
Well, obviously Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt.
And Justin Theroux.
That's it.
That's Justin correct. Theroux. Yeah.
Kevin James.
I always confuse him with the Canadian.
Justin Trudeau?
Yeah.
They're different.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Start a brand new promotion today called Back to Class Cash, which we just give you money. You know, a lot of people are headed back to school or maybe already went to school. I know there's some that are the early risers, if you will, and they're already started. But most of the school districts are starting either this week or next week. So we'll give you some cash to go back to school with at 8:20 and 4:20. We're just going to give away $200, and it's a super simple thing. Just here's some money. Here you go. Have fun.
Is that cash have to be given to a child?
It doesn't have to be given to anybody. Anyone can win, Kevin.
But I mean, a child can't technically probably win. Like the parent has to win.
Mm-hmm. Well, back to class.
Are we requiring the parent to give the kid the money?
No. I think they kind of technically are anyway, but no.
Okay. Well, I'm rooting for you, kids.
It's for the kids.
$820, $200. It's just a simple way to win some money. And, you know, we'll give you that first opportunity coming up at 8:20 this morning. These are the things you need to avoid, the habits you need to avoid to keep a positive mindset, a healthy brain, if you will. These are the things.
Avoid
these three things.
Here are three things that I avoid doing as a neuroscientist and brain coach to protect my brain and mindset.
First of all, she's a neuroscientist and brain coach.
Sounds like it.
So pay attention.
First is gossip and drama, which brings me to the second thing that I avoid, which is negative self-talk and criticism. Negative self-talk and criticism wires the brain to look for what's wrong rather than what's right. And the more that you criticize yourself, the more that you criticize others. So practicing self-forgiveness will also help you to stop doing number one, gossip and drama. The third thing I avoid is social media breaks. Every time you're at a red light, waiting in line, or taking a break at work, you're checking social media, you're decreasing focus and productivity by overstimulating and tiring the brain. You're also decreasing your ability to be creative because time in silence and boredom is essential for allowing the mind to wander.
Time in silence and boredom. You got to allow the mind to wander to be creative. You can't just always be like, oh, having something direct your brain, like
social
media. I do
think
media.
That's why I've always been so creative.
Because your mind wanders?
My mind's always wandering.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, I don't hate what she said, except for the first one.
Stay away from the drama.
The gossip.
Stop drama.
Come on.
Drama and gossip. Well, it leads to negativity.
Boring without it.
Yeah. Well, now you know. She's a brain, whatever she said she was. What she said she was? A neural brain
coach?
Is
that what
she said? Here are three things that I avoid doing as a neuroscientist and brain coach.
Neuroscientist and brain coach.
I didn't know that was a position.
I didn't either.
I mean, clearly it is, guys.
Like a TikTok position only.
Self-appointed. I mean, what school do you go to for? What do you do for a living? I'm a brain coach. I mean, what are you going to say? What's your record?
Yeah. You know what? What is your record as a coach?
You got more wins than losses? Is there any chance you could get fired? I mean, I don't know. I'd like to have the stats if you don't mind.
Yeah, that's fair.
Speaking of sports, Jelly's in the news because he's got the college football official song.
I forgot he was doing that.
I light every bridge I see here just to watch it burn. If you've seen all the hell I've seen, it make your stomach turn. I think you know why I do what I do when I do.
Can you see the football highlights run in the background?
You know, you hear the song and go, okay, but then you see football highlights.
I do. I see it.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Now to set the center free, I think you know
how I try, when I try, Lord, I try. I mean, you can just, it's weird how once you get it in your mind, you're like, yeah, that's it. That's the one.
Give that brain coach a raise.
Good job, Jelly. Of course it's Jelly. Well done to ESPN by taking advantage of it, too.
Yeah.
Get By is the name of the song. And it sounds very football highlight-ish.
It does,
so I say to you, well done. This person was asking people, and I only have one clip of this, how much, if you're a single woman, what is it you're looking for a man to make salary-wise? Well, like, you know, you're like, oh, yeah, I want to make sure he makes enough money to take care of me if should anything happen, like as in we, you know, progress into a family scenario.
Yeah.
What's your guess, do you think, Kevin?
Man. I'm trying to decide if I want to be nice or not.
Not nice.
I'm going to say
nice.
$120,000.
How much money should a man make per year if he wants to go out with you?
Well, in this current economic environment, 150 to 100.
Yeah, 150 to 200. Yeah, you know. And if you don't,
I almost went 200.
Yeah. And if you don't, you know, then don't bother. So 150 to 200. In the meantime, on the other side of it, this person says this.
Literally say whatever you want to a girl, she will find you more attractive because she knows that you don't care how you're perceived. She knows that you're saying and doing what you want.
So say whatever you want.
Okay.
Say whatever you want as long as you make between 150
and
200.
Pretty smart.
And perfect.
I'm going to try that.
Yeah, please do. Let me know how that goes. I saw the thing with Chris Young getting talking about his dog, and then I didn't hear the story about how he got the dog.
My dog was a surprise.
Okay,
he was from my little sister, and I think she just knew that like I was the only one in the family without a dog, but I really wanted a dog, but I wasn't going to do it if somebody didn't kind of push me into it a little bit. but he's awesome.
Risky to give dogs as presents.
It is. Obviously, the sister knew enough.
That's very important. Because
and also, the sister probably was willing to take the dog if he wouldn't.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. That is exactly the right point, Kevin. If you're giving a pet as a present, you have to be willing to take on the pet if it goes
absolutely
wrong.
Absolutely. And like, what do you do as an artist? I'm assuming most of them just take it on the road.
I think so anymore.
Them.
Yeah, I feel like that's a thing now. Or I don't know that it always was, but then I think like everybody's kind of doing it. I mean, I feel like they're like, you know, hey, it kind of gives me a sense of home, a sense of sure, you know, obviously there's a loving companion waiting for you in the bus, and you're like, oh, he's so excited to see you, and you know that whole thing.
Yeah, it's kind of nice to have the bus.
I get it. Yeah,
be like home, and both carpets smell like pee.
Both carpets.
Yeah, the one at home and the one on the bus.
Oh, I see what you're
you see
saying.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, yeah, that kind of makes sense. Oh,
home,
the smell
sweet home.
Oh, home stench. Home. Yeah, somebody should have let the dog out. Crying out loud. And Bill Maher is confused about one thing in this world, and it's the broken chair.
New rule, someone must explain how a society that knows how to create AI, design driverless cars, and land rockets on distant planets has no idea what to do with a broken chair.
And then he shows a picture of a broken chair, which is just sitting on the side of the road.
We can replicate the power of the sun in a lab, but if a spring pops on a Barca lounger, leave it on the sidewalk.
It's weird how free.
No, yeah.
Nobody wants your broken chair, bro.
It's so true.
Although it seems weird because I feel like if you drive by it long enough, it'll be gone. Like someone will actually take it.
Oh, for sure they will. Do we have a place? I mean, I'm sure we do.
Do we have any broken chairs around here?
Oh my gosh, we have so many, Jay. Is there a place that repairs office chair? You know, like.
I know what you're saying. I'm trying to think off the top of my head if I know of. I don't know of any place. There's got to be.
I love my office chair at home, but.
Broken?
It really it started just way too much use during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Too much at home.
Mm-hmm.
The leather, it's not leather. Fake leather, it
pleather
must be,
mm-hmm,
is peeling off.
Of course, yeah.
Like where my head goes back, that spot's bald. And then down where my bottom sits, there's parts of it that are, you know, losing. And so I'm like, I love this chair so much, but it needs to be refinished.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I imagine there's some upholstery place that would do it.
And here's the problem. Is it cheaper than just buying a new chair?
And that's why people, I think, sometimes just put them
put
out.
Put it on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Put well, I'll be looking for mine.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
We know more about the surface of the moon than we do about our own ocean.
I don't know what I'm talking about here, but is the surface of the ocean much, much larger than the surface of the moon?
Of course.
Okay, just curious.
Kevin James.
I think.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hey, don't forget, you can download the Coyote Country app. It's free. It's super simple. Just search Coyote Country, and also you can check out the podcast. Podcast also free, and you can, you know, subscribe, rate, review, all those things, and we appreciate it, and you can listen to what's happening if you happen to miss it. Pretty simple. Don't forget, cash headed your way, 8:20 this morning, the first chance at Back to Class Cash. It's just $200. It's a fun way to give away money. So we will do that coming up at 8:20. Just before that, we'll be talking live to Lainey Wilson. Looking forward to that. Just after 8 o'clock, we'll have Lainey on the show.
I don't think I've ever talked to her.
Really?
Have you?
Phew.
You talked to her without me?
I don't think so, Kev. I don't think
we've interviewed her before.
Not in an interview situation. We've, just the time we hung out, but I don't think that counts as an interview. So, I think it'll be our first Lainey interview, technically.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's coming up just after 8 o'clock. And, if you got a text question.
To the text line.
Let us know. Also, I have a question. I was going to text it in, but I decided not to. I was just going to say, hey, anybody go to the comedy show and sit over here in the parking lot and listen?
Well, I mean, a lot of people went to it. I know that. Into the stadium. But I didn't want to go through all that hassle.
Right.
Of going to the stadium. So on Friday night.
Yes.
Tom Segura night. Rainy night. Messy night. That was a bummer.
How bad was it?
Well, I just got to imagine everything leading up to it was a complete disaster.
Did it stop? I feel like
it
for
did.
The show, right?
It was, yeah. Like okay. When I stopped here, I thought Tom Segura would be on. He was not on yet. So
would
I don't
they
know
have to
if
postpone
things were
it a
delayed.
Little bit.
Yeah, I don't know for sure.
Seems like that probably makes
and
sense.
So it was, you know, it was another comedian, but I just wanted to see how well I could hear it here. Like, is,
oh,
it
is
even
this
realistic?
A dry run for you?
Yeah, is this realistic to sit here and listen to the comedy show?
Because it was weird. When I left the building on Friday?
That would be when they were setting up.
Yeah, they were running a test. They were like, the guy's okay. Like, test. Oh, hang on. But the house, hold on a second. I got to take a phone call. And I was like, wow, that's super loud. Like, I was walking to my vehicle. I was like, yeah. Whoa, this could easily be heard, I would think.
Yeah, you could hear it very well. And so I was delighted with that. And then I thought, well, I'll just see if Sunday I will come down. Saturday night I was doing a wedding, so I knew I was out on that.
Yeah.
But on Sunday I was like, well, you know what, Kevin Hart, if I can park in the parking lot and hear him for free,
yeah,
why not?
Yeah.
And so that's exactly what I did.
Nice
but
effort.
I called and invited my friend Steve.
Oh, Steve Heskey, our producer?
Steve,
what?
Yeah. And we got here to the building, and there was one other person from our company that was here.
Okay.
Any guesses who it was? Just thinking. No.
Somebody from TV?
No. Well, there was someone from TV. We'll
Natalie?
Discuss that in a minute.
Natalie Grant?
Nope. It was our buddy Sam.
Oh, Sam. Oh,
Sam,
he loves comedy.
Here. Yeah.
Sam loves comedy club stuff.
Yeah.
He's a comedy man.
Yeah.
Sam was here.
Sam worked at the comedy club for a while.
And Sam said, all right, hey, man, see you guys. I'm going up on the roof. And I thought, hey, we're not supposed to go on the roof. I don't know if he was joking or not. I didn't care to find out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm with you. So you're
like, this
oh.
is better. If I don't know if he's on the roof
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah, he could have just been pulling
I can just
your
assume
leg.
He was joking.
Yeah. I like what you did there.
Because the email said very clearly, do not go on the roof.
On the roof. Yeah.
So producer Steve and I, now I've got Steve nervous about making sure we follow the rules.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm Were a rule you, follower.
So the visitor parking lot, which is closest to the one Spokane Stadium.
Yeah, throw a baseball from the parking lot into
really
the
good.
Stadium.
I was like, I want to get in that lot, but it's close.
Yeah.
But I'm like, it's not really close for us.
You have a way.
I can go through the gate.
Absolutely.
And get into the lot.
Absolutely.
It's just close from the road.
Yes.
And I thought they didn't say we couldn't sit here.
No, absolutely
not. So Steve
not.
And I just sat there in my car.
I like it.
And watched it, which was comfortable that way, right?
Absolutely.
Like, oh, for sure.
We were comfy. It was a little weird. What did you think of the beginning part of the show, Steve?
Odd.
Odd because the lead-ups or the actual beginning of the Kevin Hart show?
There was a musician who played for like 25, 30 minutes.
Oh, weird. That's not comedy.
Well, that's what I thought. I thought, well, what?
So it's just
obviously a great opportunity for that musician.
Sure. Yeah.
But it was really weird. I was like, well, why is...
Friend of Kevin Hart, maybe?
Maybe. I don't know.
Friend of the Great Outdoors Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
And then there was a quick comedian from Spokane. I liked that they did that. I guess every night they had somebody... You know, semi-local or from here.
Like it.
That's made it big. You know,
Spank Horton?
I know. Spank Horton is the...
Musician?
He's the guy that tours with
okay.
Kevin.
I got you. Joey Wells?
Joey is the host of the comedy show.
I see.
Uh-huh. Spank is the guy who goes before Kevin.
Okay.
So, yeah, they had like Spokane guy, another guy, maybe three or four guys before Kevin Hart.
Got it.
Which that is what we expected. It was just kind of weird with the music for a half hour.
Weird.
I was
hey,
what is happening?
Go get a drink and go to the bathroom.
Yeah,
and then
so it was
sit
like
down.
An hour of openers, and like always, they're funny. You know what I mean? Like they're hit or miss whether they're your style. Each
sure,
guy,
of course.
But Spank was pretty good.
Uh huh.
Of course he was. He's Spank Horton.
Right. Yeah. Great name. Given, I'm sure.
And then finally, right at 9 o'clock, man, they don't mess around. It is Kevin Hart time. Lights, everything. It's just like, whoa, I didn't know all that was up on stage.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And Kevin Hart came out, and he's just a star, man. That guy commands a stage, commands a crowd. He's just a great storyteller.
Yeah.
He's a different style of comedy, right? Would you agree with that, Steve? Because you didn't really know his stand-up at all.
I mean, I saw his roast, the Tom Brady roast. So I
where he was hosting. Yeah.
So you kind of get a little bit of an idea, but I've never really watched his stand-up.
Sure.
You've only seen him in movies.
Right.
And that was one of the first things Steve said. Oh, man. Yeah, I think I like this better than his movies. This is... And I'm like, yeah, he really gets to shine when it's just him up there on the stage.
Yeah, it's all you, man.
And he is. He is just... he's not one of those guys that's going to hit you with joke after joke after joke after joke.
Right.
It's long story with funny stuff mixed in.
Sure, of course, yeah. And how long was he on for? Or did you not stay for the end?
We did not stay. I saw that it was going to be right at an hour, but I don't know if that's correct or
okay.
not.
I think that might be right, because I think my wife started getting a couple of texts from her friends that went, and I think 10 o'clock-ish was around the time.
Yeah. We left at like 9:50.
Okay.
We're like, let's just be safe and get out of here before the chaos begins. And Steve had been asleep in my car twice. I tried to convince so bad.
Let's not spread lies here.
So bad. How much did I want us to sleep in my car last night?
To just stay here and wake up together and we just come into work?
Just be here. When you came in this morning,
that would have been amazing.
Like, why is Kevin's car parked? And I was parked weird in the visitor lot.
You're kind of facing it, sort of, like not in the spots.
No, we were sideways, but I was in like the driveway.
Okay, I understand, yeah.
Because that's where we could see the screen the best.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he really wanted to spend the night with me.
I was like, let's just stay here, Steve. It's so nice out. A beautiful night last night.
Yeah, he kept saying things like that.
I did. He said no. I go...